Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we're back.
Oh, bitch.
Live. Episode 231 of the Step Brothers podcast. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Yeah. Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, a.k.a. talk to me nice. I am going to mix. I actually think I have Da Vinci's mix of the Talk to Me Nice tag. I am going to send it to you.
Yeah, so I can throw it
tonight.
Tonight.
I need that. Anyway, young Chris Kringle to get that keeps on giving, you know what I'm saying? Shit, all that, you know. Got a new one right from my boy, Dave Chappelle, you know what I'm saying?
From Dave Chappelle.
He, in the comments, he said, Hawaiian Chris. Got him ring to it because of the Bruno Mars thing. Yeah, and the on the IG comments. So I was like, actually, Dave, man. So that actually had a ring to it. So I said I was going to use it. You know what I'm saying? The bad boy Goodwill, you know what I'm saying? In the flesh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wearing my Cassie ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to call these the me and you ones.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All
right. And yeah. What's good, Dalton?
Yeah, you know it's me.
Yes,
Dalton, Dad, DAD.
Showing that dad drip, man.
Waking up at sunrise to see my sunrise, and like he said,
right?
You might want to call me a plumber because I got drip.
Okay,
I got a drip.
No, for sure.
And I never volunteer, but I do got the Air Forces on. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because
it's military.
Okay. Oh, you got a.
I'm saying you can enlist. I didn't enlist, but okay. I got Air Forces. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah.
Football's almost back. We in here, you know what I'm saying? Right. So we ready to rock.
Football is almost back for those who care.
Yes, preseason indeed. Is on right now.
How was your week? Went by fast.
Now that is true.
Yep.
I mean, nothing crazy this week, thankfully. Yep.
Good.
Shelby just opened more often, so I took Raiden to work 2 days in a row.
Okay.
And she works from home tomorrow. But other than that, nothing really too different. I mean, she did her weekend trip last week. She back, so
she survived.
Yeah, she made it through. I mean, everything's pretty standard here. Pick up the kiddo. And then we watched Hunter. That was it.
Oh, nice. Oh, you and Raiden.
No, me and Shelby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were saying we were going through it.
Yeah, so nah. He didn't have attention span enough to do something like that.
Right.
I did when he was eating over the weekend. We did watch Toy Story and Monsters Inc.
Oh, nice.
So we finished both of those.
His first time.
Yeah. So we finished those in all his meal times that he ate. So
that's good.
Yeah.
My week. Pretty normal, nothing out of the ordinary. I don't think I did go. I went on a date last Friday. It went well. I guess it went okay. After she left, I walked her to her car. She was like, "Oh, what are you finna do?" And I was like, "I'm going back in there."
Y'all on the border, right?
Yeah. Right. You know my spot. one of my spots. I was like, "I got some unfinished business." So I got to work that day. I think I opened. I can't remember. Either way, long day at work, whatever. Left work. No, I closed that day. Shot straight to On the Border. I didn't know what to drink when I got there. Usually I get my Hennessy and pineapple, but I was like, let me switch it up. I got Jameson and pineapple. Which wasn't bad. It was good.
All right.
And my Rumpel shot. Now, I hadn't eaten all day that day. Nothing.
That's not good.
And I don't think I ate the day before. So I'm good while she's there. All right, everything's cool. Walk her to her car. It was that walk back. Everything hit me. I was like, fuck. But see, I'd already fucked up because I already had told the bartender, Megan. Shout out to Megan. She always takes very good care of me. I told her before, like when I was walking her to the car, like, yo, I'm coming back. Let me get two more, you know, my order or whatever. She was like, all right, bet, I got you. And I was walking back. I was like, shit. Went to the bathroom, called Ridge, tried to get myself together. I was like,
you did the look in the mirror.
Yeah,
you were going to finish today.
I was like, bro, I do not know. I went there and I finished my drinks. I was talking to this random white guy I was sitting at the bar about music. He wanted to learn how to start playing. I told you this part. He wanted to start playing synthesizers. And then I was like, oh, you should look up some Mike Dean shit. You know, he's the god in our culture and shit like that, community or whatever, or well, culture, I guess. Music industry, I guess. And we were talking about Prince and like Axl Rose. Like, we was going through the fucking, I don't know why we were talking about needing to play guitar. Then I was talking to this random chick that worked there. She did music. I thought she was Hispanic, but she's Japanese. She was like, I do R&B, or did. And I was like, why'd you stop? And she was like, her relationship shit, like, took her out of it. Like, that sounded like the perfect time to write to me. I was like, let me send you this beat. See what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? Next time I see you, maybe we can talk about what you wrote or whatever. Obviously, I haven't been back, so I don't know if she did anything to it or not. But ended up being very drunk. Went home that night, and I was like, this is wild. I guess I'm finally went to sleep. And then I went to work that next day. I was like, yo, I can't do it. My manager was like, yo, you can go home. I see it. I understand. I was like, bet. I think I ate a Caesar salad that day and laid in bed the rest of the day. I think I was supposed to link with you that day.
Yeah, you were supposed
but
to.
Link with you and Raiden, but yeah. I couldn't do it, brother. I couldn't.
I remember because I was like, I called you to see what you're doing at work, and you were like, I was like, you're not at work?
Yeah.
Nah,
in a bed, nigga. I was thinking back to Katie's wedding, and it was a great time and all that shit. And I just remembered how my suit fit. Now, part of it was I bought the suit like the day before her wedding, so I didn't really have time to get it how I wanted it and shit.
Tailor it.
And I'm picking shit up like right, you know, again, not you know, I'm putting the idea for the suit together in my head. I remember the date to the wedding was like, because I picked that white like suede or whatever jacket. She was like, you can't wear white. It's only for the bride or whatever. And I was like, it's really off-white. Like, I should be fine. It's like cream almost. So I called Katie. She was like, yeah. But anyways, I was going back and looking at the pictures. And I was like, damn, I was wide. And I don't want to be wide at Henry and Ariana's wedding. So that's what, like, prompted me to, because their wedding is not until October.
Okay.
The last, like, week, 2 weeks of October, something like that. So I was like, let me start now, you know what I'm saying, see what I can do between now and then to, like, be at the proportions I would like to be at.
Right.
And I haven't been doing it right. I ain't gonna lie. I've been cheating. By cheating, I mean drugs. And then not eating. And then working out. And then all that stuff combined with work. And I'm just kind of, I was out of it last week a lot. I bounced back. I got to figure out a better regimen, though. Because that's, can't do that. I know what, though. When my date leaves the restaurant, I'm leaving the restaurant. I ain't no going back. I was fucked up, brother. I was fucked up. And I felt so embarrassed the next day. I know I didn't do anything that, like, oh, look at this guy. He fucking can't. I know I didn't do nothing like that. But even the fact that I just went back in, I was like, we not here yet, champ. You know what I'm saying? We're not at this point yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still got some years before. You know what I'm saying? We just sat at the bar all night by ourselves.
Because you could have just left.
Could have left. Could have went to somebody's house. You know? Another, you know? Got drunk. Didn't need to do that.
Classic.
Yeah, bad, bad, bad. Nothing really crazy happened as far as world topics, I guess. We didn't really speak on the Maui situation.
Oh, yeah, the wildfires.
Yeah, that was crazy. Is there something else?
Yeah, so there was that. Shakari Richardson won.
Oh, shout out to Shakari. Smoke him on and off the track.
I can't recall anything.
Really, nothing for real, bro. Like, nothing that like
slow would, news.
would cause us to have like full discourse about. I mean, I know Trump as of today, Thursday, August 24th, Trump is supposed to turn himself in.
Him and like Rudy Giuliani, right?
I think they already got. Okay. Boy. But Trump's supposed to turn himself in like 7 p.m. Atlanta time. It's 8:37 here. So what time is it? They on?
Oh, they're
an hour ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he should be booked.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I know you don't really have any feelings towards that or anything.
I don't.
I know people were saying, like, how the tables are turned because Giuliani had something to do with, like, the RICO Act or something.
Yeah.
And he got hit.
With RICO charges.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, bro. To get hit with your own shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's called a reverse Uno card.
And that's poetic justice right there.
Yeah.
All them wise guys and shit he locked up. And he went in there doing the exact same shit. Crazy.
Trying to see if I
any updates
that if I interacted with anything that was like
I'll tell you I so I will say this while you're searching. It was one of those random days at work. I was going through I think you sent me the video Sunday night, right, for last week's episode.
Yeah.
All right, so once I realized I could do it on my phone, I did it at work that next day. And I had a couple of videos, like, archived from, like, years ago. And we were at Brandon's release party in the video I dropped on Twitter. Brandon hitting his little, you know, 1-2 or whatever. And it took me right back to that time, man. It was such a great time back then, bro. Man, all the fun we had. All the fun we had. I think you were in town just visiting because that's when you had moved
to. I came down just for the that party.
Charlotte, right?
Yeah. And I was DJing the hell. I put the music together. Yeah.
Ones and twos, man. It was a great fucking night. Even to see like how niggas was dressing then, the chick I was with at the time, like that. Yeah, there's a lot going on in that video. Yeah, for sure. And Donnie, I told Lucky, Donnie hit me up about the track. Maybe he listened to the podcast. I'm not sure, but he definitely hit me and was like, "You still ain't sent me those files, brother."
I was like,
yeah, I got you today. I took Adderall. I'm finna work out. And I was sending. He said, all right, bet. I'll wait another 2 weeks. I was like, no, I'm sending tonight. I ain't send it. I did not send that shit, brother. Yes, ma'am. We're alive. Sorry, picture. Let her know I ain't lying. I can't wait till we get like an actual production going on. I was telling Dawn on the way here, we gonna have midgets running around the studio like for no, like Oompa Loompas, bro. Like they just gonna be doing shit and we're not gonna pay them any mind. Not that we don't see them as people or anything, just to add to like the I don't know, amusement factor. Like, what are these niggas doing, bro? Just have these midgets over here refilling everybody's drinks and they're not acknowledging them or anything, and the midgets are acknowledging us. Like, they just in and out, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my dreams. It's one of my goals for sure. You know, I was thinking about earlier. This is gonna be wild. I need you to stay with me though.
Okay.
It's wild, dog.
What is it?
Hypothetically.
Oh, here we go.
Right?
Okay.
What if you came out as gay, right?
Okay.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
And then I don't know. Several people were like, I knew it.
Okay.
How would that make you feel,
bro? How would it make me feel?
Like, but this is the thing, though. Like, I'm not playing with the idea of, like, the sexuality.
Uh-huh.
So, like, But I thought about that, though. Mm-hmm. Random. I was laying in bed.
Like, as a person, if you're like, I'm gay.
Right.
But then when you're like, you're comfortable, like, if so revealing like, that secret to the world, and they're like, I knew it.
Yeah, like, I feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
okay, you didn't tell me, like,
but how? Or like,
oh, yeah,
why?
How?
Because
yeah.
I was.
What was I doing?
Straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what was I doing?
What do you mean, what were you doing?
No, I'm saying, I would ask him, what was I doing to make you think that?
Yeah. Like, what was my, for sure. I thought about that today.
What gave me away?
Right. But then, like, the step further I went, because I thought about, like, well, how would we even get there or whatever. My thing was to kind of gauge, like, what people think about you. And obviously, gay is just, like, the easiest one to pull out the hat. So, as, like, again, disclaimer. Not as a joke, because I don't take that shit lightly or whatever. It's a lifestyle, all that. But if I just decided, like, I was going to go downstairs, tell my parents, yeah, I'm gay. And my dad was like, I fucking knew it.
Yeah, that was staying with
Just as like a social experiment, if you will.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just to see what people, what they think or what they've been thinking about you or whatever.
Well, I know somebody will reappear. They were super prepared for the ceiling. Jeez, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
Yeah, that would be.
I knew it.
Yeah, she would have been right this whole time. But that was the fucking case. That, yeah, she would have got some money. She was right.
Yeah, that is a wild statement.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy, bro. Like, even when I started thinking about when Frank had came out and Tyler was like, I knew he was gay because he used to eat Pop-Tarts without the frosting on them or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I know he was joking, but if it was some shit like that, like, damn, nigga. Like, I think my thing would probably be, oh, you know, you paint your nails or you're flamboyant, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, bro, what? You know what I'm saying? That would have been wild, bro. I'm going to try that.
You going to really do that to your parents?
My grandma comes next week.
Don't do it to your
fuck
grandma.
Around and give her a heart attack. I fuck around and give her a heart attack. I would not want to do that to my grandma. I love my grandma. She will be here next week. I'm going to do something. I have to. I need to conduct. You remember that tweet that was going popular? You sent it to me. You like, you would do that. The guy like faked his own death.
Oh, and it popped up at his funeral. Right. Just to see who,
I need to do that. And it's not even,
I was like, this is Chris's petty. Chris's level of petty right here.
It is for me. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, it's like for y'all to see. This is how y'all are type shit. You know what I'm saying? It is to prove a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely.
That's a really excessive way
to do it. Yeah. Because funerals are not cheap, brother.
And then to like fake your death so good, you have a funeral set up and you just pop up and be like, I'm here.
We need
family. Now remember this feeling.
Yeah.
You need me.
Yeah. Ohana means family, fuckers. Yeah. Yeah. Type shit.
How do you, but what happens after that? Because like, if, like, say he was married, like, his wife had to be hot.
Yeah. Wife, family, brothers definitely throw hands.
Children.
Just for making mom feel that way, we got to throw hands.
Like, I don't know how I would feel after that. I don't know, because, like, how could I trust you again? You done faked the death.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To prove a point.
That's crazy. I feel like, yeah, I would do some shit like that, but to see, what could you do? Other than that, though, like, death is permanent. You know what I'm saying?
I'm aware.
Yeah. Well, to our knowledge, you know, I don't know what happens. But as far as we know, death is permanent. So it's like, this is the most thrilling thing I could do to shock y'all back to reality. Because I can't just hop in our group chat and be like, I'm not going to be y'all's
friend. But there is no way you should fake your death.
What could you do, though, Don?
What do you mean, what could I do?
Like, for instance, I couldn't hop in the group chat just to teach y'all a lesson or show y'all that y'all really do love me or whatever. I couldn't hop in the group chat and be like, I'm not going to be y'all friend anymore. Y'all suck, and I'm never talking to y'all again. And y'all are going to be like, no, bro, we need you. Ryan is going to laugh. He's going to send, like, a voice note of him laughing.
Nah, if you literally just went ghost, right?
Yeah.
Like, you turned off your location.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't respond to no messages, calls. Yeah. You were just living. You were just doing your normal routine, but we didn't know what you're doing because your location's off, and you don't answer calls.
Right.
You're not showing up to the podcast.
Right.
Like, I'm like, bro, I would be like, what the fuck?
Okay, yeah, but you could also pull up to my house, too, though.
Right, but what I'm saying is I would have to do certain like that. Like, that would prove a point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that you really care.
I would have to come find you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're
not
answering by any other thing.
The only time I went off the grid like that, where y'all couldn't find me, I think Tony was in town, and I went to that chick's house.
Yeah, and we were at the crawfish boil. Where the fuck you at?
Oh, yeah, that was for Brandon's thing, right? Wasn't it Brandon?
No, it was Ridge at UTA.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Brandon was with us.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I had a Samsung at that time, and I don't know.
We were there for a couple hours, and then like we finally got him. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah,
a charger or something.
I had to buy a charger from Metro or some shit. Like, yeah, it was a very, 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 very long night. Good night.
Random.
Yeah.
A side note, because you said Metro PCS, I have not seen a Metro PCS commercial in a very, very long time.
Because T-Mobile acquired them.
Right. I've been saying I haven't seen.
Yeah, I mean, shit. They not. It's not a.
It, you know what I can't stop seeing now? Mint Mobile. That's like the one thing.
Yeah,
Ryan
Reynolds got YouTube on lock for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hulu ads, all this shit.
Yeah. My dad actually just got a prepaid phone from Amazon. I don't know why. Like the week he got back from Mississippi.
Got a burner.
I don't know what the fuck you got going on.
He ain't gonna tell you.
No, he's not. Shit, he ordered it through my mom's Amazon account, so she gotta know something, you know what I'm saying?
Smart.
I just don't know.
He got a burner from a different account.
I don't know what that's for. Maybe he's giving it to some, I don't know. I don't know.
You might need to check that shed in the back. There might be some bricks back there.
If there was bricks back there, Don, I'd be the first one to know, all right?
He gonna go back, he gonna be like, What's in there? You go.
Turn around. Face caked up.
Yeah. Huh?
Caked up. Yeah, I think Michael Jackson alive. Yeah. Man, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Britney Spears, that thing is kind of interesting.
Oh, her divorce.
Yeah. Strange.
Britney Spears and Halle Berry got finalized divorce this week.
Yeah. Halle actually has to pay her, dude.
I know, $8,000 a month.
Yeah. And something else.
But apparently Britney Spears has to pay old boy's rent, though.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
And she signed up. He signed a prenup, too.
Yeah, those rich people problems, bro. I do feel for... I don't know. Okay, you know what? This goes into another relationship thing. I don't know if you've seen it.
What?
So, there was this chick on TikTok. She posted a video. She was holding her baby, making her baby bottle. She was like,
"Oh, and she's talking about the dad."
Right. Uh-huh. So then, like, all the baby mamas started popping up. Dawn,
he got a solid roster, bro. Oh, this is what we're talking
it
about.
It was six of them.
Yeah,
and look.
So I did see the discourse on this because
solid roster, though.
And I was just like,
all shapes, sizes, but colors.
I hate the thing that people were saying, and it was just like a back and forth, but people were like, you already knew how many kids he had. Why would you have a kid with him?
Right.
And then, of course, the real point is like, it doesn't matter about that. The point is he has so many kids and he's not taking care of none of them. What the fuck? Like,
also the discourse around that, which, I'm not going to say I'm going to take it with a grain of salt, but I am kind of side-eyeing. I don't know how old that gentleman is or was at the time, but apparently the women, they were of age, but they were on the younger side, like 23, 22, blah, blah, blah. So I saw the discourse about, like, you know,
taking advantage of younger
women. Yeah. And that thing. That happens.
That
happens for sure. Young, naive. I mean, and then obviously everybody started talking. Mostly women. Obviously, we're talking about his looks. How did he get these women and all this? And that's what brought up. That's how the fact was brought up that, you know, they were younger, they were naive, and blah 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
It is funny because the discourse about it, especially on X, is so, like,
you call it X.
It's so cut and dry. Like, the women are all, I will say there are some women that were like, Kevin Samuels was right. Whoopty whoop. You don't have to be a hot pan man or whatever the fuck his thing was. I got to call Miles and ask him. But men were mostly like, he got a roster, bro. That's crazy. It's, he got six baby mamas and all of them are pretty. That's remarkable. Like, if there's
look, game is game.
Game is game, brother. And he got it. Out now.
Biggie pulled Lil Kim. So, I mean.
And Faith Evans.
Yeah.
Let me get about that. Faith was one of the ones back in the day. Kim was too. But, yeah, it is unfortunate, though. Obviously, he come out to say, like, with the original woman that spoke out first, she was saying he don't try to see the baby, check up on the baby, whoopty whoop. He said that he has tried to. She won't let him. And then she came back and was like, I'm not getting on a plane with me and my child by ourselves to fly 6-8 hours, whatever it was. For you to do that, you make that, you put in the effort because you left us is basically like her, what, you know, her stance, which is
because you don't inconvenience the child,
yeah,
like never. Don't take him out of his routine,
never.
If you want it, like you,
but shit, he wouldn't know that though, Don, because he ain't been around, he ain't stayed around long enough.
I'm aware,
yeah,
that's what I'm
so
saying.
He wouldn't know that, but yeah, go ahead, drop some dad knowledge.
I mean, I'm just saying, like that, like I don't understand, like, okay. If you have a baby with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it happens all the time. Like, young kids have kids early, mm-hmm. you know? And then the dad just dips. I just don't see, like, I'm not telling you to be in a relationship with the mother.
Right, right, right.
Like, if the result of your relationship end up having a kid because y'all had, like, y'all finagled and
right,
it happened.
Right, right, right.
And you're just trying to run away from your responsibility. I think that's cowardly. Like,
no, facts.
You're punishing a kid that.
Right.
The kid didn't ask to be here.
That's a fact.
So, like, and clearly the mother wanted it because she was like, I'm going to be a mother.
Right.
Like, so, like, I'm not telling you to be a boyfriend, but you can be a father
yeah.
and y'all could co-parent, no problem.
Right.
I see it happen all the time.
All the time.
And it also goes even deeper to, like, I hate when, like, because this shit leads into bigger problems later. Because, like, this is what happens with, like, the step sibling syndrome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, now it could be something where if the dad was like, okay, you can, I'm gonna come pick him up,
mm-hmm.
and he gets in a new relationship,
mm-hmm.
his new girlfriend, probably gonna treat that kid like shit. If she has kids, like,
yeah.
I hate when, like, people that get new relationships, their, like, partner treats the kid like shit
right.
because they have beef with the parent. Like, right. that kid still has nothing to do
right.
with that.
Right.
Like, that kid has nothing to do with y'all's beef.
Right.
Treat the kid like a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate all that shit. And all stems from all that kind of shit, like, yeah. the dysfunction. Like, and, look, the man was running game, obviously. He got this many women pregnant, but... Yeah. They were young, like, yeah. so he was running the game. He probably made the girls feel pretty. He was probably right. taking them out,
right.
doing stuff. And we know what he wanted.
Right.
He wanted to have sex.
That's crazy,
but,
bro.
But the other, so, like, the thing is, like, how does she know that, though? Because he probably didn't even bring it up. Like, he's not saying, yeah, I have five kids. You
right,
wanna
right,
fuck?
Right,
like,
right, 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 right.
That was not the conversation.
Yeah.
So, like, they're talking about, you know what he had.
The other part of that whole situation that rarely gets spoken about,
yeah.
in my opinion, are how the parents or the family of the problem parent act towards
yeah.
the non-problem parent.
Absolutely.
Like, the parent should see, okay, and especially in the Black community, I feel like, you have probably all communities, but I'm Black, so you have two type of parents, right? You have the parents that can call you out on your as an adult, call you out on your shit, know you wrong, still try to do the right thing. Those are the type of parents that I have for the most part. Like, when my brothers were getting into it with their women or whatever the case may be, have been, my parents have always reached out to the mothers of the children and be like, hey, look, we want to see our grandchild. I know y'all got that going on, but, you know, same blood. We want to be in the baby life. Whoop-de-whoop.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, everything's been cordial everybody, you know, I always kiss and makes up eventually. But during those times, my parents have been the bridge for the baby to still, for them to still be in that baby's life. Go pick the baby up.
Because that's their grandchild.
Yeah, or, you know, baby drop them off or whatever. Even, let's say there's nothing wrong. I remember Alex used Alex, I don't know how the fuck he got this job, but somehow he got wrapped in selling the cologne, like state to state. You remember that was like a big jug back in the day? He got caught up in that, and I think he went out of town trying to go sell some cologne.
That's when all them, like, them sales jobs are popping up.
It's like old 8, 7, 6, 5.
Everything was sellable.
The cologne was crazy, though. That's a crazy jug. That was a crazy jug back
driving
in the day.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they need to bring that back. That was legit right there. I think he had got the, him and the dude he was driving with. They were smoking some weed on the highway, driving back. Got pulled over, went to jail. And all that shit. We had to give him, you know, whole situation. But while he was away, Julius was born. My parents were like, yo, drop him off. Well, you know, I know you got a lot going on, because I was with that woman at the time.
Yeah.
Like, yo, drop him off, you know, whoop-de-whoop. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the parents who baby the adult. And my baby's always right. And
if you didn't do this, this wouldn't happen.
The original baby mama, I don't know these women's name, but the original baby mama that started all this, she said that he was on the phone with her mom, and she was like, well, maybe you're not over your ex. Maybe you need to try to go figure that out with you. All while she was, like, pregnant, damn near about to give birth type shit. Or the baby was already here. I'm not really. I know she was pregnant, though. I know at least she was pregnant. I don't know if the baby was born yet. And I heard that, and I was like, how many people, parents, have I came across that are just like that? Like, it's never his fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, that part doesn't get spoke about enough, and it happens far more often than, like, people think. Like, again, this don't come up in conversation. Like, the only thing that will come up in conversation when it comes to, like, hit the baby father's behavior is, oh, he didn't grow up with a dad. His mom raised him, and that's why he is the way he is. Which there is something to that, in a sense. But it's like, okay, but then now her actions or lack thereof are affecting how he's raising his children. And again, to bring this back full circle, that's your grandchild. So it's like,
yeah, you don't want a relationship with them.
Yeah, like, you really, what are you doing? You really not going to try to be in your grandchild's life at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why
the child suffers in all this.
Yeah,
every time.
At the end of it, it's all about the kid. Like, like I said, the roster elite definitely going to find a man that's not going to play about them or their kids, because niggas like that are out there. If the relationship between them, you know, them are strong enough, no sweat. Speaking of, like, for instance, I hate to be this guy, Davies was on a podcast or something, and he was talking about, like, how the woman he had his daughter with has an older brother, and he calls him his stepson. He's like 13, he was saying. And he was like, you know, he knows his dad or whatever, but he's not in his life. And Dave was like, I ought to think about, like, when I tell the kid something, is he hearing me? Like, does he know that? Basically, like, does he know that I'm telling him this for his well-being or whatever and shit like that? He's like, never tried to disown him, because that was his daughter's brother. Like, he gonna raise the kid. You know what I'm saying? Take care of the kid. And then he was like, he knows one day the kid gonna come back and be like, yo, man, where my pops at? You know what I'm saying? Because he know Dave's not his pops. But just hearing him say that, knowing he's a rapper, actor, you know what I'm saying? Sex symbol, if you will. Method Man.
He was Method Man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that he has that type of logic and he's popping and shit like that, give me hope. You know what I'm saying? That all these niggas is not like...
No, there's definitely some good people.
Definitely good people, man. But that is crazy. That popped up on my YouTube algorithm and I just clicked it, whatever, you know? And that was like 2 days ago. which made me think about that situation. Like, I thank God I don't fuck with nobody that got kids that don't take care of their fucking kids, bro.
Yeah, that's an instant no for me.
Bro, instant, bro. Instant. Which is why, like, when Push was going at Drake about, come on, bro, like, I'll never forget this. Push said, like, I stopped being friends with my day ones if they not in their kids' life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like you said, no.
That's automatic because that is, like, shows me your true character, like, all the way. If you just, that's the ultimate, like, run from, like, responsibility.
Ultimate, bro.
Like,
you did
this. I'm saying, like, look. I know adoption is a thing,
mm-hmm.
and I know people that cannot have kids and stuff like that, and then adoption is the route they're waiting for. Like, mm-hmm. but adoption isn't overnight,
right?
But that's something y'all need to discuss together.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is, like, the woman's like, no, I'm gonna have this baby, or like I have to, like, mm-hmm. especially now with the abortion laws everywhere.
Right.
And you're just like, well, if you're going to have them, I'm not going to be there.
Right.
That's weak shit, bro.
That's quite possibly the weakest thing a man can do.
Yeah, for sure.
Is lay there. Like, think about everything you had to do to even get the pussy in the first place. Minuscule in the grand scheme of things, obviously, because of the kid being involved. But you done wasted time that you can't get back. Money that you, I mean, you can get it back, but not the money that you spent. And then, like, to have someone you chose to lay down with,
yeah,
unprotected, knowing the consequences, doing that, and then being like, oh, it's because of you I'm not staying. Well, like, bro, the baby not even here yet. You didn't even give that fucker a chance. You know, not fucker, but you didn't give that baby a chance. Like I said,
you don't have to be with her.
Yeah, bro, you know firsthand, when we were in the apartment, the situation I had, and I told her straight up, my spirit told me to say this. And bro, you know I was sick. Gil's sick. I was sick. I was like, fuck.
Shout out to Shelby.
Let me tell you something. If I had, let's just say I was really out here doing my, I mean, I was, but luckily my nut wasn't working back then. But let's just say it was. Would I have six undeniably bad baby mamas? Hell no.
Okay.
Fuck no. Okay. I didn't look. All right. That was one of them. She's a beautiful person on the inside. Well, I thought she was pulling some shit like that, obviously. Shout out to Shelby, as always. But, man, I told her straight up on the phone, bro. Like, look, baby, I'll be in my child's life from now until my child decides he don't want, if he ever decides he don't want me in his life. But me and you, never be. Ever. I did that, though. I remember the night that I did it. I think. That was a wild night for you, boy. That was the night was that the night? It was one of, we were moving into the apartment because I had to meet you at HRS that next day.
Yeah.
And she dropped me off at the warehouse so we can get the truck. But that was the night, for sure. For sure. And let me tell you something else, Don. I should have known it was a setup because the bitch had no bed in her apartment. We was on a fucking air mattress. I should have known right then. She, to her credit, though, she did just move in. I understand. Furniture not cheap. She just moved in that apartment.
You give it to me. Details.
Details are important. Okay. Content. Everything's content. I was just telling this girl this today.
Oh, okay.
Calling me, talking about why I post. You saw the Bratz snow globe.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool, and I was, you know, just fucking around. I should have said, I wish I could give this to somebody's daughter, but whatever I said, it did what I wanted it to do. Let's just say that. All right? It did what I wanted it to do. Open up the conversation. Then she called me talking about, stop acting like you're single, which I am. Everybody, I'm single. You know what I'm saying? Big single.
Yay!
Yeah, all right. Shout out, Don. And then I was like, everything's content, baby. That was just content. You know, today, podcast today, I'm thinking about our engagement. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Get it started earlier in the day. So by the time we drop the podcast clip, the picture or whatever, everybody going to be already first thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like a businessman, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Stop thinking small. Start thinking big. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to take this name to the next level. I'm trying to have hoops right here. I'm trying to have this whole room.
Hoops is never going to be in here.
Maybe not here because this studio don't deserve her essence.
Nah, she's never going to respond. I'm sorry.
You know what I miss? I miss when girls smelled like anything that came out of like Victoria's Secret, bro. That's a lost art. Lost. Everybody, you know, everybody expensive now. They got all that, you know what I'm saying? What, Tiffany's and all this perfume and shit. Like, man, take that shit back to the essence.
To get the body spray
from all that. Take this shit back to the essence. I want to see the body spray that got glitter flakes in it. You know what I'm saying? I want that shit.
Victoria's Secret.
I want that shit. Bring that shit back. Bring it back. Is fertility, is that like babies being born? Would that be?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Fertility rate going all the way up. We finna see another baby boom. If y'all go back to that Victoria's Secret, I'm telling you right now. Right now. Speaking of which, this is my last story, and then we can switch to something else. I was at work today, minding my business, and there was this definitely older lady. I don't know how much older she was, but she's definitely older than probably both of us.
Okay.
But she was bad, dog. I was like,
mature woman?
Yeah, very. She was in there quick, in and out. She grabbed two items, came to the register. Or she was walking up to the register. I was like, you ready to check out, ma'am? She was like, yes, sir. I was like, oh. That was the first strike. Second strike. She had her cell, she had like on a like a tank top shirt, but she had her cell phone like under the strap.
Oh yeah,
right here, and she was on FaceTime, and I caught a peek. It was a dude, had dreads, dark skin dude. He looked like he do some type. I don't know. He had a vest on though, like the orange yellow vest. He do something that led me to believe he worked way harder than me. He probably could beat my ass. You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't saying anything. She was on FaceTime with him. Was on the shoulder. And she was like, I was like, do you have a phone number with this? She was like, no. Can I use yours? And I was like, what the fuck? That was strike two. So then I was like, I bitched up. I'm not going to lie. From that moment on.
You know what to say to that.
From that moment on, Dawn, I did not look at her. I kept my head down the whole time. You couldn't do it. I was like, oh no. Also because I saw she was on the phone with the dude. So I was like, is what? She didn't say it without the face. You can't tell how she said it. You know what I mean? But with the face, I was like, oh no, you fishing. You know what I'm saying? I let it go though. I definitely went outside to see if I could see what kind of crunchy. I went right behind the nigga. I took the longest inhale of my fucking vape.
You're like looking around.
Yeah, I was like, which car? I hope I see it again.
If it was a Nissan Altima, just walk back inside. You already know.
It's trouble. I already know. That's trouble, dog. I'm telling you right now. That's trouble. But it might be the kind of trouble I want. Older women know how to maneuver in these streets. For sure.
She put her phone in the strap.
Yeah. I knew. Right when I seen that, I was like, oh, nah. This is different. It's real different. And I want that.
Well, I'll just say, if she comes back to that same store, mm-hmm. that's your sign to talk to her.
Make sure she's not on the phone. Yes.
No, even if she's on the phone.
Again, I don't know, bro. Not like he's going to be like, oh, you at this Goodwill right here. I'm pulling up.
You don't know who that is. It could be her brother.
It could have been. He was quiet. He like he was probably on break. Like he was in a break room type shit, just waiting for her to finish what she was doing type shit. And, but you know, shit. Like I said, I see her again. It's maybe. But I could not look at her again. I was like, oh my God. Because if I look at her, bro, I swear to God, I did.
You got intimidated.
That's crazy, bro. Usually I do that.
You got bashful.
I did.
She made you bashful.
She was like, you can give me yours. I can use yours. I said,
his heart went doo doo. And he was like, okay, I'm a. So,
it's like when Yusuke was fighting Sensui and the heart pump, like when his father was about to take over. You remember?
Oh, he was like, what was that?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Same feeling. All right, so Mexican Black Panther, bro.
Blue Beetle.
Yes. You haven't seen the film yet?
No. I have not.
I haven't either. From I guess Ryan seen it. He was talking about it on Twitter. Like, this is y'all Black Panther, bro. Where y'all at? Like, the movie's actually pretty good. I don't know if he's seen it, though. But that's what he said. I like that kid. He's from Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
He's I like the show. He kind of campaigned. It was a small campaign, but it was a campaign. Like, I want to be Blue Beetle. He got it. Mm-hmm. I remember what the first thing we saw was this suit, right?
Yeah, the little leaked image.
Yeah, when everybody was like, "Oh, this is a pretty good suit,"
and the suit looks good in the trailer. The
suit looks good.
Look, the movie. From all accounts, I heard the movie's good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a solid movie. But I knew from the get-go this movie was not going to make any.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Money.
Right.
Because this movie was supposed to go straight to HBO Max.
Right.
This, to be frank, this is not a very popular character.
Right.
Either.
He's more
like new. if you're going to introduce new people, like, that's not like he's always in conjunction with Teen Titans and other people. Like, and he's in the Injustice video games. He's cool as fuck. Yeah. Like, what I mean is, like, you're not like if you're in a store, you're not like, let me check out that new Blue Beetle.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you were a fan of Young Justice, because he was
once again
very prominent. Yeah,
Teen Titans.
Yeah.
it's all pretty much. It's all like, but he's a relatively newer character as far as the Jaime Reyes version. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it's. And then if, like, you're, like, a casual, because you get a lot of your money from casual people that is like, oh, I know what this brand is. I'm going to follow it. Like, people don't know what DC's doing right now. Mm-hmm. And then if you're seeing, like, this trailer, like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Like.
With no other, like, superhero
like, backing. I want to see it. Like, I definitely want to see it. I'm just, like, but I knew it just wasn't going to be, like, go crazy.
Also,
especially as like the follow up to the Flash failure. This is not the one that's going to save it.
Right. I also think that being caught up with this, the writer strike, the actor strike,
bad timing.
Because they're not even really going around promoting it because you can't. You can't. It got caught up in
it's a lot of things working against it. I definitely feel bad for it.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, they should just kept the HBO Max route.
Yeah.
Because like.
It's crazy you had that, like, I know why you had that premonition, but I wonder if more people did. Because we didn't know the writer's.
Yeah, that was before I even knew about the writer's strike. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so, yeah.
And
I also don't want that guy to feel like, I don't want the weight of that to be on him either. Because he performed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah.
Again, I've seen nothing but good things, too.
He did his job. He came and acted. He is the character. I have no problems with that. He looked good. He sound good. I'm sure the movie's good. But like, there's plenty of times where a good movie underperforms.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
Also, I know I'm not Hispanic, so I might can't say this. I might catch some flack. Just because you're making a Hispanic film.
Mm-hmm.
George Lopez does not have to be in it. I know he's probably the most. I don't even think he's the most famous Hispanic, like, actor. It's definitely Machete.
Danny Trejo.
He's definitely.
He's the most popular ever.
He's been from the '80s, '90s till now, bro. Breaking Bad, Machete Kills.
No, I know. I'm
Spy Kids too.
I'm trying to think about it.
I'm not. I know George Lopez. He had the little late night show. He did Prince.
He is their most prominent comedian.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like actor though. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's either him. It's either him or I can't think of homie's name, but he's in a lot of roles for like Hispanic men. He was on Sons of Anarchy. The Hispanic guy, he was like, he was going against him. We got to look it up, but you'll know when you see him for sure. He been in rap video. He was in just a little bit video, 50 Cent. Let me see.
Man, I'm really trying to think about this. Antonio Banderas is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's budget, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, like, he's a distinguished.
Mm-hmm. That's, we cutting it to the budget at that point.
But I'm just talking about distinguished.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just, if you talk about the most prominent.
Emilio Rivera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like a, he's typecasted, though.
Yeah, he is.
Because he has a rugged face.
Yeah.
But hey, if you get paid for it,
sure. Yeah, facts.
Man, that is a good question. I mean, obviously, I'm people that like are into like,
right,
like his, like the name, like the Hispanic movies would know
he's
more.
He's their Steve Harvey for sure.
I mean, George Lopez is funny though. Like,
he's cool.
Yeah,
he's cool, but I also feel like that George Lopez comes with a certain corny factor to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he knows that, though.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
But even in the film, you know, with Shia that I really wanted to see.
Oh, Tax Collector?
Yeah, and he was supposed to be like this big-time, old-school, like, nigga, you're George Lopez.
That movie fucking sucks.
I enjoyed the film.
That movie fucking
sucks. I actually watched it again, and I was like, yep, I liked it.
That movie fucking sucked.
Hey, I watched this, like, Shia LaBeouf thing. We'll talk about it. Well, we'll talk about it right now, right quick. A thing about why he went so crazy on the film as far as getting all the tattoos and all that.
Oh, well, he does it all the time.
Yeah, but he actually grew up in the neighborhood with those, with that community when he was growing up in Cali. Mm-hmm. And the bad guy in the film is actually from that area. And, like, Shia's really tapped. Well, he was. I don't know if he still is, but he was tapped in. Like,
I think, you know what? Now you think about it, after seeing Honey Boy, I think they did, like, because, you know, he was, they're saying, like, a motel and shit in, like, that area. Yeah, so yeah. I think that is.
Yeah. No,
like, I think they represent that in that movie, though, mm-hmm. because at that hotel, there was, like, a lot of different kind of people.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not saying he didn't act good in it.
Right.
But the movie was just kind of like, the movie really had no point.
Right. It was, it was one of those aimless, like, shoot 'em up, bang, bang.
And then what really...
I'm mad Shia died still.
That was my next point. Yeah. But I was really, like, kind of, like, let down by this part of the movie where, because he gave, like, a very impassioned speech. He was like, he put his head to his forehead. He said, you got 100 motherfuckers out here to ride for you, bro.
Yeah.
And he was like, we go die, kill for you, whatever.
Yeah.
And he gave us like hard speech. I was like, oh, but they about to go ham. They got fucking waxed. I was like, that whole speech was for nothing.
Yeah, they got waxed, bro.
And the bad guy, though, I was like, this motherfucker is over here killing chickens and shit. Fuck is this? I know he's a weirdo, but I was
He got, they got waxed for sure.
That was, the movie just didn't have a point.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, I don't mind Shia's acting because Shia gonna Shia, but I was just like, what? I was just like, okay. After I watched it, I was like, okay, what was this for? I don't feel anything.
You don't feel like I don't know, like
no, there are like Fast and Furious pointless.
Yeah.
I'm in it to see how over the top it's gonna go
right.
But like that type of movie, like. Because it was, my point is that movie was trying to be a narrative, like it was trying to be something that it wasn't. I was just like,
from the trailers and shit, the trailers really got me invested.
Yeah,
because I thought Shia was finna go on a fucking
because if you look
spree,
at it,
bro.
Like the way they make the movie look,
right,
like acting
right,
in it,
right.
I was just like, oh, they're trying to make something out of this.
Yeah.
And when you watch, you just kind of like, it was just kind of like, okay.
It's fucked it like, up his wife died. Though.
It just very yeah, but it like washed over me, right? Yeah. But there are movies, of course. It's like nothing has to happen. It is what it is,
right.
And it's like, but like it's a Fast Furious perfect example.
Right.
John Wick is a perfect example.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm
awesome shit. They killed his dog.
But I'm saying is like narratively, there's really not. It's not pushing anything forward, but like we're sitting to see, like, oh, I want to see how he kills these motherfuckers this time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How many headshots are you gonna get this time? How is Common gonna die? You like, you just like all that shit in the movie, right?
Yeah, that's true. I understand what you mean.
It's not. It's, you know what I'm saying. There's movies like that, and then but the point of John Wick is like the action. You're not like I'm interested in like why is Halle Berry in this movie? Like,
right.
Okay, she's in it. Great. Like, it's not like you're like, oh, this movie, like the new Martin Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. That's going to be a narrative-driven movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is going to be intense.
Right.
I have to watch this.
Yeah, facts. Definitely. But like we were saying about Blue Beetle, I know we got off for a second.
Uh-huh.
Definitely want to check it out.
Yeah.
I believe James Gunn knows what he's doing. So we'll see.
He was already going to fight an uphill battle, right? These movies are already production.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't make Blue Beetle. Like, I know it's his first movie with him fully at the helm, but, like, the movie was already being made.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Aquaman. Like, those movies are already going through their phases or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's going to have some kind of distance from this part of it once this is all the movies they've already shot are out of the way.
Right.
Because I think Superman is the first one, like, he's fully putting his full stamp on. But they have to put these movies out to get some kind of money back.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, all these were just sunken costs, especially Flash.
Yeah.
Huge loss.
You said that was the
their biggest failure of all movies.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They have seven
failures in a row. Yeah. So they need a win.
Yeah, they're going to get one.
Batman wasn't a failure.
Yeah.
But I think they're counting, like, the continuity.
But
that's what I said. Batman has to come back and save them. You know, it's just like when Spider-Man has to come save Marvel. It's just the same thing.
Type shit.
Because those are the two biggest characters of all time.
All time.
So, regardless if you like them or not, that is what it is. Like, the proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the fucking pudding.
Because even fucking Batman Forever making bank. You know,
oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
Yesterday. Yeah, but, I think the character's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to get, like, a Blue Beetle 2.
Right.
But, I mean, he's here. I don't think they're going to, like, just be like, all right, well, you're out of here.
Yeah. Interested to see, again, where James Gunn takes it and all that, though. Like, how he's going to build his universe.
Yeah, I hope it's just not. I just don't want them to try to make it so interconnected like Marvel.
Yeah.
Because we are seeing it now where a lot of this stuff is getting crushed by its own weight.
With Marvel?
Everything's too interconnected. Like, so, if you're missing the shows, you're missing, like, key elements of stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was going to say the opposite of you, actually. I feel like they're kind of moving away from the interconnectivity, and that's what the fans are like, what the fuck is going on?
No.
Because there's still answers that we don't have, like with Eternals and the...
But see, Eternals was trying to do something completely different. They were trying to recapture the Guardians of the Galaxy magic.
Right.
With a team you never... Like, because no one knew who Guardians of the Galaxy was.
Right.
Movie made stupid.
Beautiful film, though.
Well, yeah, because she's great.
Yeah, beautiful film.
And the movie is not bad.
It's not bad.
It's But I will say...
A lot of dialogue.
I will say, though, as, like, a film, it's boring.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of, like, lore catch-up. Then we're like, oh, we're in the shit, and the villain is, like, fucking pointless.
Yeah, CGI and shit, yeah.
But I will say, though, the way they did the super speed in that movie is awesome.
Oh, yeah. They as far as how everything looked and felt, as far
and
as...
And the cast was good, too. I like the cast. Yeah. But I digress. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's collapsing on... Because now... With all these different movies, yes, they're trying to do solo stories, but since everything's so interconnected, everybody's like, oh, like, but they have to throw these, like, things in there to be like, oh, it's still here.
Yeah.
But now they have the TV shows as a different wrinkle to it, which now they already said they're going to pull back on those. They're just putting the ones they already made out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if you didn't watch Ms. Marvel, the new Marvel movie's going to be very confusing. Because it leads right into it. Yeah. So you're going to be like, who the fuck is this chick?
Right.
Where'd she come from?
Right.
Why are their powers entangled? Like, I know it's probably going to have, like, a little recap.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be the same as watching, like, 6 hours of something, you know?
Yeah. That I don't know. I mean, I haven't been interested. The most I was hyped for The Flash, obviously, because of what I thought it was
going Same, to be. We were talking about
it. But yeah, the last, again, like you said, superhero film period, I want to say was Batman, right? Like that was like.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is amazing.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so yeah, that's why.
It's amazing.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, that was the last one. But before that, probably the Batman. But, I like Black Panther a lot. You didn't like it as much. But, like, that came out before or after Batman, right?
After, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But either way, Batman
No, 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 no. Black Panther was.
February, right?
And then I think Batman came out in March or May or some shit.
So, before Guardians of the Galaxy 3, definitely Batman was like the last one I was like, this shit was.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson did his
job. But Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is amazing. I love that.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I gotta check that out for sure. For sure.
Because it was just like a perfect, like, cap. And then you're like, boom, that's it for them. Yeah, so I like, but yeah, it's just a weird part. But I will say, with them being kind of like mid-tier now, it is getting me more excited to watch other films, though. Like, I'm not just like waiting for the next comic movie. I'm like,
right.
Oh, what's this new Martin Scorsese movie coming out? You know what I'm saying? Like, because especially now that I can't just go to every movie that comes out like I used to with my son.
Yeah.
So I have to pick and choose, which makes me be more selective.
It is crazy to think about.
Ninja Turtles amazing, though. You did say that was a good one.
It is crazy to think about certain directors like Martin Scorsese, who essentially is a lot of conversational movies, not too much action is happening, and how he still captures our attention. But then they'll say, like, you know, with music, it's like we're not really like. It's been a year since it's been a rap song number one on Billboard or whatever, which I'm going to be honest, to me, that's a good thing to me.
Okay.
Because that means whatever does get to number one has to be great. Not saying that the songs that are occupying the space are like, oh my God, but I do feel like rap.
Yeah,
as far as mainstream goes.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing as well, because like, if you're just top 40, right? Mm-hmm. Like you listen to a top 40 station, mm-hmm. like, and you're hearing all these pop hits, you're like, oh, these all sound the same,
right?
Now that means like, oh, people are starting to make different shit, which is why they're not progressing through there.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is good because it means it's just shifting, and it because like. There's been a lot of, like, there's been plenty of good music that's came out.
I also, we're in, like, a image brand, we're at the height of that right now, right? So, like, Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj doing the Barbie Girl record over.
Yeah.
And that doing really well, or whatever, obviously.
She's in fucking Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah, like.
That's just crazy.
If, let's just say Ice Spice was talented enough to do the Barbie Girl record because of her appeal and what she can sell, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's going to sound wild. But she made music like Lauryn Hill.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I do, like, if artists could just figure out. Now, I'm not saying, like, when it comes to, like, Sexy Red or whoever, every artist I feel like I pay attention to are in their niche, right?
Yeah.
Like, Yachty's right where he needs to be. Like, he ain't got to be no bigger. He ain't got to be no smaller. I'm always going to check for Yachty. Especially because since he dropped his Let's Start Here album, I paid attention to everything he's done. And I've never done that before. Because of the.
It connects to what you, like, literally just said about Martin Scorsese and film.
Right.
It also applies to pretty much any art form.
Right.
Like, the arts are always a weird thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, it was painters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Van Gogh, all that
Picasso,
shit.
Picasso, like,
all that shit.
But like they made people back then like break through their imagination, like, oh, I see a different world through this painting, right?
Right, right, right.
Which then inspire people to do this in a movie and, mm-hmm. and music mm-hmm. as well, like all mm-hmm. from a painting. But mm-hmm. that was like where it all stemmed from, right?
Right, right, right.
But with movies, music, it'll always change and shift, right? Mm-hmm. But what I have noticed, the charts are one thing. But let's take the charts out of it.
Right.
Because that's, the people that are on the charts will be on the charts.
Right.
Because that's more of a machine thing than a person thing, right. to be honest with you.
Right, right, right.
Because
right.
that's what's being, like, pushed. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, this song is radio friendly.
Mm-hmm.
What have you. But then you're like, they put their album out. You don't see the album anywhere on the
right.
chart. Because right. they're selling a song, not a body of work.
Right.
Which is why, no matter what you see on these charts, blah, 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 there is a reason why J. Cole, for instance, every right. time he drops,
it's going to go
platinum, right. going to do gangbusters.
Drake, obviously.
Drake, Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people are always themselves. Mm-hmm. I know people say, like, Drake's always a different person, but I'm right. saying Drake is still making his own like
music. Yeah.
J. Cole, not compromising. Right.
Kendrick
definitely doesn't compromise.
Right, yeah.
But the authenticity will always sell. Right. It's the same with film.
Yeah.
So Martin Scorsese,
mm-hmm.
him being a student of the game,
mm-hmm.
cinema, like mm-hmm. we talked about this before. I was like, when I talk about movies, like mm-hmm. I'm talking about are we based on how much fun you have with it or as a movie, because right. it's a complete different thing.
Right, right, right.
There's plenty of shitty movies that are fun.
Right.
But like as far as like a movie goes, like mm-hmm. it's the same with music. Like, sure, there's some fun records, but the album sucks.
Right,
like,
right, right, right.
Because
right.
none of the album flows together.
Right,
like,
right, right.
But that's why the charts don't matter. Because like, yeah, that's a fun song, but like her album sucked or their album sucked.
Right.
But is the shit like authentic? Is it you? Because that's what always sells.
Right, of course.
If it's dope, people will listen.
Which like, is always. Why Sexy Red is performing the way that she's performing.
She is who she is.
She is who she
and
is.
You can't be mad at it. She did not compromise herself.
That's a fact.
She's been, and her shit's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
But she's also not trying to do anything that's not her.
Right.
She's not trying to step out the pocket and right. be like, I'm lyrical, miracle, spiritual.
Right, right, right.
I'm
right.
Sexy Red, bitch.
But I'm saying for those artists, I wish they knew to look the part and then like be the part, so to speak. Like, yes, be who you are. So don't ever compromise. Like, be who you are. But as far as like making the music that you know will work, I feel like I'm gonna be completely honest. The one artist that comes to mind right now is Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Like,
she's a good example.
She has the ability to be, and I'm not saying as far as sales go. I'm talking about like complete artists. Wow, every time they drop an album,
yeah, talent wise,
mm-hmm. she could be mentioned with
yeah.
Cole, Kendrick, Drake, mm-hmm. Nicki, even Tyler. Now we got to start putting Tyler in that conversation.
You have to,
but
another person didn't compromise.
Yeah, yay, whoever you want, she has that ability to make that music. And still get invited to
Met Gala
and shit, right? Because she is who she is. I feel like even with her, the whole thing with her saying, like, I don't love you guys as far as her fans. I don't know you guys, all that shit. I feel like she is a victim of her own success in that way.
Yeah.
But if she... It's like the Megan Thee Stallion thing all over again, kinda in a slightly, because Megan was making like radio bangers,
yeah.
right before the whole Tory thing kind of mm-hmm. sidetracked her. But I'll never forget how excited niggas was when just the rumor
Q-Tip
of her working with Q-Tip yeah. came. I was like, oh, we finna get some craziness, right?
Yeah,
it's like if you're not that. Again, don't be that. But I feel like Doja is the perfect example.
But just think about that. Like, we're talking about a Q-Tip produced album in 2023.
Well, at that time.
But I'm saying,
maybe.
But like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
even if it was a year ago, 2022.
Yeah.
We're like.
Probably one more.
But I'm still saying it's modern times. And we're like, we're hyped about a Q-Tip produced album.
Yeah, we was hyped last week.
Because we know
the level
of his ability. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's people that are stamped.
Yeah.
Because of who they are.
Tribe's last album to me, and I like I've said this before, I ain't really never go through and listen to all Tribe's albums. But that last album to me,
dog, that
We Got It From Here, Thanks or whatever, that shit was that shit means something to me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. But yeah, you're right. Her working with him and then him being able to pull in whoever to do whatever and help sequence and songs or all this shit. Would it have sold? You know, who knows?
Probably it's Megan.
Yeah, it's Megan. Depending on, you know, how she would approach everything. But singles and all, you know, like now we got to bring that shit in there. But as far as a piece of art that we will live with, that's not microwavable fast food. Because even her... Megan's album, I forgot what, I think it's something about like Rumors. I don't know what but it's an album with her and like a bunch of newspaper clippings or whatever.
Yeah.
And she had like two Neptune produced joints on there. I don't remember what the single was off that album, but I listened to it and I was like, interesting, you know?
Look, okay, so this is another great comparison once we talk about, I think this is the same. Look, we fall into this trap a lot. Mm-hmm. We do it every day. But I think people get too hung up on stats too much.
Mm-hmm.
And like, especially in like music and sports.
Mm-hmm.
Sports is a great example.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you look at its stats, they could be skewed to a certain advantage.
Totally.
If you're looking at certain stats.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause most people look at, oh, how many championships they win? Points per game and like field goal percentage, right?
Yeah.
For basketball,
yeah,
right?
Shit like that.
But is that every stat in basketball? Fuck no.
Hell no.
Steph is the greatest shooter of all time.
No question.
Undeniable.
No question.
He beat Reggie Miller's record and he's not even fucking done yet.
Yeah.
His record will never be beat now because it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
It's going to keep going up.
No time soon, Lord willing.
So, and then people are like, oh, Michael Jordan got
six
rings.
Yeah. You know, I just found out the other day. I did not know this.
What?
Magic got five.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
Yeah.
Yo. Hey.
Robert Horry.
Yeah.
Got six rings. Better than him? No.
We don't talk about that. He was just on the team. We don't talk about that.
Derek Fisher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got all the rings.
Yeah. Don't talk about it.
He not better than nobody on the team.
Yeah. We don't talk about it.
I think Chad Ochocinco said it best. He was like, because someone asked him his favorite receivers. He was like, oh man, that's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, he's like, I like the way some people run routes. I like the way some people catch, how fast somebody is.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, people get too skewed with stats. They think this person the best because he got the most catches. That's
right.
Because they're like, then Jerry Rice will always win.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't think he's the best receiver though.
Right.
Especially if you look, talk about like elevating the game. Like,
right.
Bro, the speed of the game different, especially in basketball.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We could talk about the eras or whatever. But if you want to talk about, like, if you want to look at a real stat, look at their efficiency as a player. Like, that's a whole, the plus minus. Like, mm-hmm. how efficient when they're on the floor
mm-hmm.
is the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number you need to look at, not points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know James Harden going to put buckets up. We mm-hmm. know Damian Lillard going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they lose those games, who gives a fuck?
Right. For real.
But I'm not saying this person's better than James Harden.
Right.
As a basketball player.
Right.
It's the same with music.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how many plaques they got. If their album's good, their album is good.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Like that. And the people fall victim to that in rap music especially. They're like, oh, he didn't sell shit.
Well, why do you think that is though?
Because it's a numbers driven business and you like talk about, oh, they sold this much. Like,
yeah.
It's like a bragging right thing. I got a platinum album.
Yeah.
I got a platinum single. Look, that's great. That's great. And then there's plenty of great albums that do have those things, right? Like, Kanye has all that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, just because something doesn't have that, does it make it less than?
Right.
Like I mean, a Little Brother album, does that make their album terrible because
right.
they didn't fucking sell fucking a million records? No.
I mean, to bring that point back, LL Cool J was on The Breakfast Club, his first interview with them ever. Black Thought was there and Questlove because they're doing something together.
Sure.
But LL was talking about...
The Roots are a great example.
Yeah, exactly. LL, they asked LL something and he was like, you know why? We do what we do type shit. Like, paraphrasing, but he was like, we just want it to be seen, bro. So we brag about the chains and the not because of the price that's attached to it, but it's like, hey, look at me, I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? And even when it was, to me, it was a metaphor to rap too. It was like, if someone thinks I'm good at something, then that means they acknowledge my existence.
Yeah.
So let me try to be the best that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a person and I have feelings and thoughts and ideas and I love and I hurt and I cry, all these things, you know what I'm saying? And when he said that, I was like, fuck, yeah, like, you kind of, again, chasing these things, even us, and, you know, for whatever reason you want it to be successful in music, me too, whatever, you know, at the essence of it, it's like, yo, we want to be heard and seen because we feel like we're doing something great that should be acknowledged. And I'm here, and I'm making this. This didn't exist yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, he took it deeper than that. Like, I had friends going to jail. I had friends dying. And, you know, all the time they see us is, you know, going to jail or whatever the case may be. Like, yeah, I'm finna stunt because, you know, yeah. But that was very profound from Big Ellie.
Yeah, I mean, but he been in the game.
He been in the game.
I think Roots are a great example.
Roots are a great
because
example.
The Roots are a live hip hop band.
Yeah,
with one of the best rappers of all time.
All time, can't deny that.
And they have been in almost every era of rap.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around since 1993, bro. Yeah. They've still exist.
Yeah,
like so, but. Have they got super notoriety? No.
Fuck no.
But they made it to the night show. They doing shit, right?
Yeah.
Like they're still undeniable.
Roots
like,
Festival.
Like
Questlove said he's like on the board of like the Grammys and like yeah, he all
does,
types of
He does a
shit.
Lot of shit. Yeah. But that but I'm saying is
might be a detriment too, but that's just my opinion. Just my opinion.
Yeah. But but what I'm saying is like did they have major success? No.
Yeah.
But they had a success.
Right.
They're around.
Right.
But were they selling millions of records? No.
No.
But no one could deny who Black Thought is.
No, or Questlove.
Yeah, exactly. But we're so.
Because they're the only Roots I know. I don't know who played the guitar and all that shit.
Well, Scott Storch was in the
original. I do know that. Yeah, that's true. But I was just saying as far as like. You know, I don't know the rest of the band members, but they are the Roots.
Yes,
because the band will change. I believe the band has changed.
Like, a lot of people have
like different.
Well, Malik passed away, but I mean, come on, man. Like,
yeah, for sure. I understand.
People get hung up on numbers too much.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And LL Cool J is not wrong. I don't think it's wrong to stunt. No. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, for sure.
But, like, as a fan, we're so hung up on,
for real.
Oh, he didn't do this. Like, did he have platinum with no features like J. Cole? Like, that shit.
But Drake did make, on the other hand, Drake made a point. He did a sports podcast around the time, I want to say, Views drops.
Oh, wow, okay.
And he was, I'll never forget this, because I was like, damn. Because he was... Very rarely do you hear Drake speak about something and it's a real passionate answer. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time it's just the right thing to say. But it was very passionate. He was talking about LeBron and how what you're saying, you can look and see this is his efficiency, this is how many points, this is how many minutes, this is rebounds, assists, all that. But on rap, you can't do that. But he feels like it should be something like that. But again, but you know, notice there's not many rappers out here today saying I'm the best rapper alive or whatever the case may be. Like, because I feel like they even realize, like, wait, there's really no way to gauge this. Hov said it, we believed it, he proved it. Wayne said it, he believed it, he proved it. But today, yeah, it's too much.
But even in the interview though, Jay-Z was like, hey, you know, the best rapper alive argument is more. Opinion based, like
right.
You can change.
Yeah.
He's like, numbers are factual though.
Yeah, men lie, women lie, numbers.
Because he was, they were talking about. Birdman said, no one makes more money than me,
mm-hmm.
and then of course Jay-Z was like, I can prove you that I make more money than
right,
you.
Right, right, right.
But the rapping thing is an opinion.
Yeah.
Someone's always not gonna like you.
Yeah.
But as far as like their time, like Jay-Z, he was definitely stamped. Lil Wayne was definitely stamped.
Definitely.
So like, but that. but was that a numbers thing? Or was it because they was fucking rapping?
Well, for Hov, because he was number one, like what, 12, 14, 13 number one albums? That's saying something.
That is saying something. DMX did a lot too.
Yeah, well.
All his albums were number one.
I know the first two did.
No, all his albums went number one.
Oh, okay. I know the first two did for sure. Because it was the same year or whatever. I don't know about.
No, I'm here to tell you. He had a streak.
I know. Yeah. But I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. I'd say like the first three, four. But by then, Nelly was out and 50 came and
did they release the same time? That doesn't mean his album didn't go number one. Because it could change week to week.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty positive, bro.
I don't know if all his albums were number one.
Okay.
I know though that year, Flesh of My Flesh, Hell is Dark, Hell is Hot, whatever, you know. I know those two because that was the same year, never been done. That nigga couldn't miss.
He didn't go number one in his last two albums, the 2012 and 2021 albums. But Exodus is 2021. That was the after his death.
Right.
And then Undisputed was his last like full studio album.
That was like what, 03 or some shit?
06.
06.
No, that, wait, sorry, 2012.
Okay.
The single on his album was I Don't Dance, Head Up. Exactly. So like,
what was the one before that?
Year of the Dog Again.
And that went number one?
Yeah.
You're the dog. What was the single on there? I think I know. Like, I remember.
We in here, Lord, give me a sign. Oh, Lord, give me a sign.
That was what, though? What year?
2006. So he had a 6-year gap from his last number one album.
Yeah, because his. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how many before that? How many albums before that?
So I'll tell you number ones in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 number one albums in a row.
Shit. Okay, I was wrong.
But I mean, it's not 13 like Jay-Z. I'm saying, but every time he dropped, he was top of the charts.
2006. That might make sense. I can see that.
Lord, give me a sign. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Record. I remember that record. And then We In Here, I think Martin used that on like his comedy special.
But yeah, man, I mean, look.
But numbers are.
I'm not saying they don't matter.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like people put too much stock. Like as far as like calling like an album trash, but like it didn't sell nothing, so it's trash. That cannot be the case.
I do feel like we're getting away from that though. Like I don't see,
because they keep clowning people for selling 10,000 records.
Well, okay, the Coil Ray did some crazy low numbers, but I don't think nobody was really clowning her. Trippie Redd's album came out, sold 10,000, but he was making fun of artists whose albums dropped when he was at the Topanga and all that shit. He was like making fun of people who were selling 10,000. So that's why that resurfaced.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah, but then you reap what you sow. But then other than that, like only the mainstream guys really, like I ain't seen nobody came out and say anything about Yachty's numbers on the
good. That's what I'm saying. I want shit like that.
Yeah, but people like the album and they just enjoy the album.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just enjoy it. The numbers will be the numbers, but that doesn't make an album better or worse than another one.
I don't. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But I'm saying that two could be the same. Yeah. We've seen Jay-Z make number one albums.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
But like,
it's not fair.
But there are people that make phenomenal albums that
don't even have to be
in that number wise. Like, but they could still be like, oh, this album's fucking fire. Fucking Tribe's album, the last one, was it a number one album? No. But it was a fucking bomb ass album, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed that album.
Yeah.
Did B go number one? Common?
No.
I don't think so. Excuse me.
It definitely went gold, I think.
But that album's great. I know MF Doom shit ain't go number one.
Oh, no. Fuck no.
You know what I'm saying?
I think his highest selling album to date is Mad Villainy. Like, as far as a cumulative total, it keeps selling today.
I don't know. Childish Gambino went number one with that, Awaken My Love. I know Redbone probably. I don't know if Redbone went number one, but can't deny how great that song.
No, Redbone went number one.
Okay,
yeah, that was the number one hit. Okay. Let me see if B's charts. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So on the hip, on the rap chart, went number one. Rap R&B hip hop chart, number one. Billboard 200, it went number two.
Oh, nice. Behind who?
Let's see.
What's that nigga name?
Hard to.
James. You're beautiful. What's that nigga name?
James Blunt.
James Blunt.
It doesn't say. It just said it was debut number two on the US Billboard 200.
That's what's up.
It sold 185,000 copies its first week.
Let's go.
And it sold over 800,000 copies to this day. It's gold. So
the bald headed assassin.
Yeah, the album is phenomenal though.
This nigga celebrity said free Trumpito.
Stupid.
She getting the blood. All right. Yeah, okay. She feeling, she must be a little tipsy herself. She
What was the other album you want me to check? You said Comet B.
Awaken My Love.
Oh, Childish Gambino. I know the song went number one.
Mugshot, August 24th.
Awaken My Love debuted at number five. Mm. And number two on the R&B charts. Mm-hmm. And mind you, he was on a independent label, Glassnote, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy. Damn, Donald Trump has been listed as 6'3", 215 pounds.
It's a, the album is certified platinum, though.
He's built very bad, though. 6'3", 215.
What?
He's 6'3", 215. His NBA, this is Legion Hoops posted this. Donald Trump has been listed as 6'3", 215 pounds after his arrest. So they got him, y'all. They got him. His NBA comparison is Lou Dort, who is 6'4", 220 pounds.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, I misspoke. Mm-hmm. Redbone did not go number one.
Oh, wow.
It was called a sleeper hit. It debuted at number 75 on the Hot 100, and it went all the way up to number 12. So it went, that's a quite a jump.
Shit, that went platinum in my
hood. But the song has gone five times platinum.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And then the album went platinum, so. Yeah.
I went platinum in my hood.
I thought I think it was his first hit, like as far as like on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. But yeah, good album though.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Any other artsy talk you want to talk about?
Drake drops tonight. Allegedly,
is that confirmed?
Allegedly, or, okay. We'll see.
I know his son made the cover.
Yeah, people that's were cool.
Talking about the demonic dog or whatever, yeah, but I mean it's a kid, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you gonna let Raiden draw artwork one day?
I'll let him do whatever he want.
Yeah, we'll use it.
You gotta foster any creativity they got.
That's a fact. They didn't do that for me. They just whooped me. I know Drake dropped. Somebody else dropped. I think Earl the Alchemist in the lab together.
Dropping tonight?
I think so. Yes. Yes, they are. I think so.
Really?
I think another single dropped.
Okay.
I know that. It was cool. I want to say he drops tonight for sure.
I mean, I listened to Meek Jenkins' album last week. That shit was fire.
What else? There's something else that just disappears from my mind.
Only thing I knew about was that.
Oh, there's one thing I want to say. Larry June and Cardo have an album coming out. It's called The Night Shift.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that album because I like Larry June now. Shout out to Joey putting me on to Breakfast in Monaco.
Hey.
I do see Alchemist made that beat, obviously. Shout out to Al.
Yeah.
But I really feel like Larry June is more of a Cardo.
No, yeah, they have a project before that.
Yeah, but like Sonic, like Larry, I don't know. But that, again, that's another conversation for another day. But that's all I have. I did want to get that out. I'm looking forward to that album for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be as fucking smooth as shit.
Yachty, I don't know if you know this, just a little quick bullets. Yachty has a podcast. It's pretty good, entertaining.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it before.
Yeah, Sexy Red on. He had V's on. don't know if you know who that is. I know that's a little bit out of your wheelhouse. And he's had somebody else. Ooh, he has. I think him and his co-host just did an episode to, like, by themselves, and then they had Sexy Red. I feel like I'm missing somebody. But anyways, it's pretty entertaining if y'all want to check that out. And I think that's it for me. I think that's it. I don't think I have anything else. What you got?
I mean, we had a good art talk today.
I definitely know what clip I'm going to use.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. See, just thinking of a caption right now.
Yeah, I can't think of, like, anything specific. But yeah, that was pretty solid as far as, like, a lot of creative talk. Mm-hmm. We haven't had one of those in a while.
We only get these opportunities when we're alone, though.
Yeah.
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 Shout out to our girl Amanda. She was supposed to be here tonight.
She got COVID.
She got the Rona. I do want to save my fun fact about her until she's back. Okay. Shout out to Lucky Ryan. Y'all, it was a great episode last week as well. Yep. Now that's it for real. I'm good.
All righty. Well, per usual, we'll see y'all next time.
Yes, sir.
We out here.
Take care of each other.
Yep.
Love each other. Peace and chicken grease, fuckers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.